another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
First time in 40 years, no national ban on abortion. Associated Press says the committee, according to two people briefed on the language, agreed on language that said, quote, "We believe that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees that no person can be denied life or liberty without due process, and that the states are therefore free to pass laws protecting those rights." All right, so this has been talked about for a while. And Trump has maneuvered against the media, against the Democrats who want to talk about nothing else, in a really effective way on this. All the way back to Iowa with Ron DeSantis trying to appeal to evangelicals with the 6-week abortion ban. That's why he did it. Now, Democrats counter, they actually want to talk about abortion more. So the quack that keeps on pitching Kamala Harris, they see two things. One, she'll talk ad nauseum about abortion, and they'll be driving out those women in the suburbs again, younger women, etc. Liz Peek, who's been on this show, had a big column over the weekend showing the polling, indicating that this is fading a bit. It's not like it was in 2022. But still, this is a good thing of what Republicans have done here. And this, I think, will carry through the convention, and it's exactly the way that it should be. It's a matter of the states. That's what we said. Why are we talking about national bans? Well, Jersey thought, we said, the state should decide. And that's absolutely the case. So this is Trump, comfortable with this. He's done a really good job. So I don't understand, and I've been thinking about this all day. Look, Trump likes to talk. He likes to be out there. And I would be chomping at the bit, too, to be saying we should be out there campaigning. We're doing all this stuff. But strategically, this is the moment. Democrats are killing each other here. It might be good, Dan, to get Liz Peek on for a couple minutes today, if you could, with this development, since she's been in my side of the column writing in the Hill over the weekend, that this is more tired than not now. Again, why would Republicans insist on a national ban on abortion? It's not consistent with what we're supposed to be about, what conservatism is about. It's the states. That's where this ought to be decided. Yeah, but New Jersey and California, well, then you're going to have to win hearts and minds. I'm not saying overnight This is going to happen. But this is a big moment here. It takes away the fodder that they're looking for to go after them and say, see, these Republicans, if they get elected, you're not going to be able to get an abortion. The other thing with Kamala Harris, that they're looking at is that she is anti-Israel, without a doubt, in my mind, without a doubt. And she will be able to get the mob back on their side. Now, over the weekend, who knows, it's for the millionth time, but it looks like Hamas is more amenable to some kind of ceasefire. In other words, they've given up a lot of the things they were pushing for because of the toll that Israel has exacted. That's exactly right. Biden, out of just his lifetime, or out of some sensibility, has not been pro-Israel enough, but he's not where Harris is. But over the weekend, it's clear that the people backing Biden in Congress are the Congressional Black Caucus and African-American members. One theory that I could see playing out, they know that Kamala Harris, so they believe she can't win. The winning game for them is still Biden. They get over the finish line. Biden's never going to make it through the second term. She becomes president without ever having a vote directly cast for her. That could be where we are. That they still feel, and I think they're potentially right, but they're in a bubble. They're failing to realize what we saw during that debate. You don't come back from that. You cannot unsee that. And there are gathering stories of Parkinson's specialists coming to the White House and things of that nature. So I want Biden to stay right where he is. And the Trump people are not running a lot of ads showing the debate, kick him out, and all that stuff. So don't do TV shows an hour tonight bloviating on this stuff. It's just not. We don't need entertainment now. Let them continue to go after each other. Because they all see a shot. The guy that's the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, he thinks he could be it. Big Gretch, Whitmer, she thinks she could be it. Great. Or at least they think it could be the VP. If Biden gets tagged out, she gets tagged up, they're the VP choice. Josh Shapiro, man, he's got to be spinning with this budget stuff we just talked about and school choice and all that. What does he do? He makes his mark. But he's probably already there. If it's Kamala Harris, I don't see any way she doesn't pick Shapiro as the VP choice. I just don't see where else they would go. He's it, swing state, the biggest swing state. Just another reason why Joe can't go. Joe's got to stay. The upside, the case I can make, that Biden's going to hang in there if by inches. Dr. Jill Biden, Hunter Biden is the gatekeeper. Imagine Hunter Biden, Dan, at the front desk. Yeah, what do you want? Well, it's Benjamin Netanyahu. This is Hunter Biden. What do you want? I have a guy named Pookie coming in with my afternoon. Yeah, Pookie's going to be here. What do you want, Benjamin Netanyahu? He's the quarterback now. My God. 855-839-1210. This abortion thing is a big moment here, first time in 40 years. Now you could say, who cares? Nobody reads the platform. The media does. They like nothing else than that Sunday, when I think it comes down officially, this coming Sunday or Monday, to just to vote ad nauseum. Abortion, 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 abortion. You can't do it as easily. You know, they'll still try in various ways. They'll say you can't trust Trump in the platform. They're going to go after it. He's going to go. He's lying to you. That's harder, though, than if you have the piece of paper there saying, how do we ever get into this idea, too, as conservatives, of a national ban? It's indefensible. Lindsey Graham and all these other idiots. Ron DeSantis, smart guy. 6-week ban.
I didn't ask for this.
Wow, random shot there.
Yeah. Well, that's Florida's law, so okay. At least it's in the states. But I'm still surprised at DeSantis. And Trump is not going to pick somebody who is going to give them an opening on abortion. I don't know if any of the big three are. I think Vance is not. Mm. Yesterday on Meet the Press, he said he's in favor of the ability to have that abortion pill sent across state lines, Dan. What avenues do you see on Vance?
I just always saw him as a more traditional conservative when it came to the issue.
I don't. Yeah. Well, does that mean he would be in favor of a national ban, though? I have not seen that. So
I don't want to be that guy. Yeah. Just between the lines, if abortion is actually going to be an issue, two straight white males is not a good look.
Well, they're going to try to make it an issue. I hear what you're saying, to have a female prosecute the case in there. But I don't see any female.
I don't see what Vance brings to the table. He doesn't. If we're playing a game of capturing voters, what votes that Trump doesn't have does Vance bring to the table?
Yeah, that's the big downside. You're right. And you could say, well, that's all that matters, Dom. No, I think I've been amazed how good he is in media interviews, pushing back. And I don't know. I don't think Bergen brings you anything. And I'm doubtful if Marco Rubio does. I don't think this is all some kind of game that Trump has been playing, though, and it's somebody else. But we'll see soon enough. 855-839-1210. I don't think we've gotten a call since Trump started doing this way back in Iowa. Yeah, we did then. But maybe they've given up of the so-called pro-life movement. You know, the woman that heads up the Susan B. Anthony thing and all that, she went wild on it. It's a good sign, is it not, that seems to have been put to bed, that people get it, that we're not going to just bludgeon people into submission with this by passing a national law. Yes.
Sorry, the reason why I've been quiet back here is I'm looking for that audio of Vance talking about the pill. I do have that.
Yeah, let's hear that. This is from Meet the Press with Welker, who's difficult now on Meet the Press yesterday.
But just to be clear, you support mifepristone being accessible.
Yes, Kristen, I do. But again, on the Project 2025 issue, what the media and the Democrats are trying to do is attach its most unpopular elements to the Trump administration. It's a 900-page document. I guarantee there are things that Trump likes and dislikes about that 900-page document. But he is the person who will determine the agenda of the next administration. All he said very explicitly is, I'm in charge of the next administration because I'm the person running for president. It's just important to make that clarification. What?
All right, so he is in favor of it. I don't know of anything that's going to knock him out, because that's what the other side has to draw blood with here. That's it. And the democracy part, hey, Trump, not in the center of the news. He always is, but I mean, not in the center of talking here. Why do that tonight? I know he likes to do it with Hannity, and they're going to wander all over the place. I just see it as no upside. Absolutely no upside. By the way, if you missed it, we got the number today. It's down 76 more on the Democrat side. So in Bucks County, all that separates us from a red Bucks County based upon voter registration is 281. 281. They're hanging on a little bit here. Now, can we get 200? I think Scott Presler on Twitter is even more hell-bent. He's on street corners over there. It's going to find 281 or 282 to turn it red by the start of the Republican convention. If I had to predict, I'd say it would be when we get the number on July 22nd. That's the Independence Day. Bucks County will be red. What's the nature? Why don't you guys talk about this? Well, you set intermediate goals, smaller goals. It is the ultimate swing county. It says to people that maybe the suburbs are changing a bit. That doesn't mean that the Republican Party is great out in Delaware County. They have problems.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And Montgomery County, they have problems, but it means at least one of the counties is very doable. And 281, I think, will go away. I think by the 22nd, you're going to see that it's red. It's going to be close. The big NATO week in Washington, I think it starts tomorrow, expanding NATO. Now, again, we just reported that the AP says the official platform for the RNC is going to be to Trump's liking. None of this national ban stuff. First time in 40 years. Good. The other thing is, though, this increasing of NATO, more and more of this, I think that's not going to be seen as a slam dunk. In other words, they're hoping to show Biden has restored all these alliances, and we ought to be enmeshed with all this stuff. The Trump approach has been, no, they were forcing too much of the burden on us, and we got to be careful with this stuff as far as how it bank shots Ukraine, Putin, the whole thing. So can they really make this a contrast with Trump that's appealing to the American people, making them afraid? What might Trump do? I thought we were over that. What might Trump do if we were in office? He's going to bomb everything. When it's exactly the other way around. All right, 855-839-1210. Here's Biden, Dan, on Morning Joe about the elites this morning. So, you know, we had people saying it sounded pre-taped. Or your thought, it's an impersonator or it's a voice. I just think he was reading from a script when he was talking about the ice cream social and all. He lost his place. Mika and Joe, particularly Mika, biggest boosters there. But the line that they're drawing, and this is playing through African Americans that are in the Congress, all these white guy elites like Axelrod and some of these other people, there's real intent. It's always about race with Democrats. They are, it might seem strangely, so you think about it, they are the biggest boosters of keeping Biden in there. So there's a battle. Are they the Democrat Party, or is it all these progressive, smart white guys or women? Here's what Biden said about it.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people, give everybody a shot, just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elites. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elites in the party.
I hope you're not talking about
the elites. They know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me in the convention.
All right. Great column today, talking about what we've talked about before. It's not just Dr. Jill Biden. It's not just Hunter Biden. Column appeared Substack. When presidential aides are intoxicated with the thrill of being close to power, they talk about the king in his court. The idea in the past, you would have these courtiers that would be around the king. And the closer you move to the king and his favor, the better you are with power. Well, these people actually have real power because they're doing things day to day that with a president like Trump, Obama, Clinton, people like that, they would not have this role. It would be all presidential. But this guy is seated and he's not even aware of a large amount of it going on. They're not going to be, because if they're dislodged from the White House, God knows the antagonism that may have built up, it often does with vice presidents like Kamala Harris, they know what that means. So I'm still saying that, A, I want Joe there. Joe's got a stick. And two, it's a 50-50 deal here. They're not going to take him out as easily as you think for all these reasons. Now, with this news conference on Thursday, if this is disastrous, at any moment we could have another debate-like huge disaster, then maybe the calculus starts to turn. But you got those forces, and the key, this isn't just Biden saying this. These are all kinds of accounts today of African and Maxine Waters, people like that, the Congressional Black Caucus. They're there with Biden. Why are they not with Harris? Well, maybe they want Harris to be the first, but they don't think she can win. That's their calculus. So the calculus is, okay, get Biden over the finish line. He's not going to last 4 years one way or the other, and then she'll be president. I'm not saying their calculus is right about Biden necessarily the better chance, given what we know. The known is always what you want to go by. We're unknown. Well, we do know about Kamala Harris. She couldn't get a vote. She had a dropout in the Democratic primary in January, I guess, of 2020, even before a vote was cast in any primary. The difference is now she's VP. There's more riding on her, more expectations, more hope, the first and all that. And she does give them an edge by viciously going after Israel. That's what she'll do. And that's what a lot of them want. But why African-American voters sticking with Biden in this? Particularly elected officials. I'm looking at some of the polling, those that want him to stick, those that want him to go. It's about 65% of Latinos, but only about 52% of African Americans as a base of support. That's a thing to continue to watch. Trump has been playing it up to now beautifully. This abortion thing is beautifully played. It's exactly where the Republican Party ought to be. It's consistent. State by state. You got to win hearts and minds. You can't just get power and bludgeon people into the abortion issue. DeSantis made a big mistake. I don't see how he comes back from that in the future. What's he going to say? I was for the 6-week ban. Now I'm not. How do you do that? So this kind of reaffirms where this is going to move through the convention. It blunts a good bit. And the argument for Kamala Harris is she's going to go after abortion rights even more. It's almost impossible to imagine, but that's what she'll do. Josh Shapiro is second to none. Hi, I'm Josh Shapiro. I'm protecting your reproductive rights. Nice to know, Josh. 855-839-1210. By the way, if you missed it, Dan, and this will be up on podcast, right? It was great that you were able to get on the widow of Officer Sergeant Fitzgerald, Chris Fitzgerald, Marissa Fitzgerald today, because we've been kind of informed, it's been out there over the weekend in several sources, that come Wednesday, Larry Krasner has to tell the court, is he going to pursue the death penalty in the case of this guy from Buckingham, Pennsylvania, came into Temple and allegedly assassinated Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald of the Temple Police. Well, we hear it's potentially that Krasner doesn't even want life imprisonment. Now, if he does not go for life imprisonment, at least in this, the family wants a death penalty. They've been very public about it. If he knocks the charge down to say, well, he's 18 under this law, that thing, we can't go for life imprisonment. And Philadelphia doesn't rise up when his term is up, which is coming up soon, then it's hard to believe how bad that would be. Racially, the guy's white from the suburbs, Fitzgerald family, black. The tape on this, as far as the number of cameras and all that we've seen with it, is impeccable. So how in the world would you not at least get life imprisonment without parole? They don't like it. They don't, well, what about rehabilitation? That's nice. He's going to go to heaven then. But you're not getting out of jail. You're not murdering someone with these kids, et cetera. Couldn't be more sympathetic situation. And you're not going to be in jail for life. I think that's what we're always told. Now, Democrats are not serious about that. They will find any way, shape, or form always to give us the side of the criminal. Mommy and daddy were divorced. He was disturbed. He's from the suburbs. What did he know? Rather than the pain we heard with Marissa today, talking about what it's like, her 15-year-old son still texting the dad as they head off to visit the cemetery. It ought to shock the conscience. And Dan, the media, you covered that, right? You would say they were mainly asking questions about things like, well, are you going to have people come back to the office, Larry, like the rest of city government?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big story. This is a big emotional moment. This isn't something remotely that people don't know about. All right, we'll get some more on the side question and your calls coming up. Bette Midler, right?
Wait, actually Bette Midler?
Bette Midler, yes. Okay. Bette Midler is very much anti-Trump.
Got Barbara Streisand earlier this
afternoon. That's right, Midler. Now yeah. Bette Midler. And Midler saying that, just as the we ought to do this, what Biden ought to do, because he can do it and Trump would do it. Mike Johnson was arrested, all right, the speaker. Jim Jordan, they attempted to arrest, and he resisted tragically. Thank you, Supreme Court. And now we have the majority. What's going to happen in Harrisburg? Are we going to get vouchers, school choice? Are they Democrats just going to get billions of dollars by these Republicans again? I'm not sure. I don't have faith in the Republicans. Last time, he reneged on the deal, even though he said everybody's a child of God. This is the game he plays. But his policies and what he's about deep down are progressive. So he is seen as slick by the media. And they see him as someone who can posture enough to go all the way and be president. That's what the judgment is. And in a swing state, with a guy like that out there, if it is Kamala Harris, I think he would be the pick. I don't know of any polling, anything else that would tell you to go with anybody else. And we're waiting on the Trump pick. Maybe tonight. Does he announce it with Hannah? I see a different kind of rollout. I just still am appalled, Dan. What a break we've had. Trump hasn't said anything. When the opposition is killing each other, you just stay out of it. His people running the campaign are much better this time. They're not running all the stuff of Biden. We know it. You know, if there's a need be, if Biden solidifies and he's going to stay in, then they will run that particularly months before. And they'll take something more recent, another bad situation for Biden, co-join it with it. There's no need to take Biden out at this time. You want him in there. For what reason would you take him out? It's a known quantity. And the known is, we're going to know more, but look at the debate. You can't unfreeze that. You can't get away from it. Even when he came to Philadelphia yesterday, unable to do even normal things. It's not going away. So why roll the dice with a completely different thing? Because, again, the argument I would make, the advantage with Harris is she tagged Shapiro in. See, they can't tag Shapiro in now. Can't get over Harris as VP. That's potentially, I think he pulls Pence. Well, we don't know. He ran against Doug Mastriano. But I think he does well in Pennsylvania. his approval rating. Again, the masquerade is there. That's why this school choice thing is tricky for him. He would be formidable. You got to, you know, don't diminish the person you want to beat. And this would be all out because he knows if he carried Pennsylvania as VP, he's going to be their nominee someday. So that's why the Harris thing has downside to it if you're a Trump supporter. The Biden continuing in office, there is no downside.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Voters sticking with Biden in this, particularly elected officials. I'm looking at some of the polling, those that want him to stick, those that want him to go. It's about 65% of Latinos, but only about 52% of African Americans as a base of support. That's a thing to continue to watch. Trump has been playing it up to now beautifully. This abortion thing is beautifully played. It's exactly where the Republican Party ought to be. It's consistent. State by state, you got to win hearts and minds. You can't just get power and bludgeon people into the abortion issue. DeSantis made a big mistake. I don't see how he comes back from that in the future. What's he going to say? I was for the 6-week ban. Now I'm not. How do you do that? So this kind of reaffirms where this is going to move through the convention. It blunts a good bit. And the argument for Kamala Harris is she's going to go after abortion rights even more. It's almost impossible to imagine, but that's what she'll do. Josh Shapiro is second to none. Hi, I'm Josh Shapiro. I'm protecting your reproductive rights. Nice to know, Josh. 855-839-1210. By the way, if you missed it, Dan, and this will be up on podcast, right? It was great that you were able to get on the widow of Officer Sergeant Fitzgerald, Chris Fitzgerald, Marissa Fitzgerald today, because we've been kind of informed. It's been out there over the weekend in several sources that come Wednesday, Larry Krasner has to tell the court, is he going to pursue the death penalty in the case of this guy from Buckingham, Pennsylvania, came into Temple and allegedly assassinated Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald of the Temple Police. Well, we hear it's potentially that Krasner doesn't even want life imprisonment. Now, if he does not go for life imprisonment, at least in this, the family wants a death penalty. They've been very public about it. If he knocks the charge down to say, well, he's 18 under this law, that thing, we can't go for life imprisonment. And Philadelphia doesn't rise up when his term is up, which is coming up soon, then it's hard to believe how bad that would be. Racially, the guy's white from the suburbs, Fitzgerald family, black. The tape on this, as far as the number of cameras and all that we've seen with it, is impeccable. So how in the world would you not at least get life imprisonment without parole? They don't like it. They don't, well, what about rehabilitation? That's nice. He's going to go to heaven then. But you're not getting out of jail. You're not murdering someone with these kids, et cetera. Couldn't be more a sympathetic situation. And you're not going to be in jail for life. I think that's what we're always told. Now, Democrats are not serious about that. They will find any way, shape, or form always to give us the side of the criminal. Mommy and daddy were divorced. He was disturbed. He's from the suburbs. What did he know? Rather than the pain we heard with Marissa today talking about what it's like, her 15-year-old son still texting the dad as they head off to visit the cemetery. It ought to shock the conscience. And Dan, the media, you covered that, right? You would say they were mainly asking questions about things like, well, are you going to have people come back to the office, Larry, like the rest of city government?
Mm-hmm.
This is a big story. This is a big emotional moment. This isn't something remotely that people don't know about. All right. We'll get some more on the side question and your calls coming up. Bette Midler, right?
Wait, Bette Midler?
Bette Midler, yes. Okay. Bette Midler is very much anti-Trump.
Got Barbara Streisand earlier this
afternoon. That's Bette right. Midler. Now, yeah. Bette Midler. And Midler saying that, just as the... We ought to do this, what Biden ought to do, because he can do it, and Trump would do it. Mike Johnson was arrested, all right, the speaker. Jim Jordan, they attempted to arrest, and he resisted tragically. Thank you, Supreme Court. And now we have the majority. What's going to happen in Harrisburg? Are we going to get vouchers, school choice? Are they Democrats just going to get billions of dollars by these Republicans again? I'm not sure. I don't have faith in the Republicans. Last time, he reneged on the deal, even though he said everybody's a child of God. This is the game he plays. But his policies and what he's about deep down are progressive. So he is seen as slick by the media. And they see him as someone who can posture enough to go all the way and be president. That's what the judgment is. And in a swing state, with a guy like that out there, if it is Kamala Harris, I think he would be the pick. I don't know of any polling, anything else that would tell you to go with anybody else. And we're waiting on the Trump pick. Maybe tonight. Does he announce it with Hannah? I see a different kind of rollout. I just still am appalled, Dan. What a break we've had. Trump hasn't said anything. When the opposition is killing each other, you just stay out of it. His people running the campaign are much better this time. They're not running all the stuff of Biden. We know it. You know, if there's a need be, if Biden solidifies and he's going to stay in, then they will run that, particularly months before. And they'll take something more recent, another bad situation for Biden, co-join it with it. There's no need to take Biden out at this time. You want him in there. For what reason would you take him out? It's a known quantity. And the known is, and we're going to know more, but look at the debate. You can't unfreeze that. You can't get away from it. Even when he came to Philadelphia yesterday, unable to do even normal things. It's not going away. So why roll the dice with a completely different thing? Because, again, the argument I would make, the advantage with Harris is she tagged Shapiro in. See, they can't tag Shapiro in now. Can't get over Harris as VP. That's potentially I think he pulls Pennsylvania. Well, we don't know. He ran against Doug Mastriano. But I think he does well in Pennsylvania. His approval rating, again, the masquerade is there. That's why this school choice thing is tricky for him. He would be formidable. You got to, you know, don't diminish the person you want to beat. And this would be all out because he knows if he carried Pennsylvania as VP, he's going to be their nominee someday. So that's why the Harris thing has downside to it if you're a Trump supporter. The Biden continuing in office, there is no downside.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.